last week was the 42nd anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. Since then, 54 million preborn babies have been killed in the womb. It is not an honorable anniversary, it's a dishonorable anniversary. And we're calling all of our representatives and our president, we're calling on Barack Obama and upon John Boehner and Mitch McConnell to reverse this abomination. Some may say for 42 years God has not judged this nation and he won't judge. I will remind everybody that in the days of Noah, God withheld his judgment for 120 years. God will not withhold his judgment forever on this nation if we don't repent. And we'll open up our call to worship with Psalm 2. Why are the nations in an uproar, and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury. But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, "Thou art my son. Today I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will surely give the nations as thine inheritance, and the very ends of the earth as thy possession. Thou shalt break him with a rod of iron. Thou shalt shatter them like earthenware. Now therefore, O kings, show discernment. Take warnings, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he become angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. How blessed are those who take refuge in him."